SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
I'll tell you what, battles with chronic illness can really lead to intimacy with God. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. John Payne was a successful entrepreneur, businessman, and adventurer, but back in 2000, he was diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, as it's commonly called, and was given like 2 to 3 years to live, and that was over 18 years ago. He went from investing in companies to investing in people, and John actually wrote a book called Luckiest Man, how a 17-year battle with ALS actually led me to intimacy with God. John and his wife Margaret are both joining us today on SOS Radio. Good morning, John. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Good morning, Margaret.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. A lot of times when we deal with chronic illness, it's like we want to lash out. We want to say, why does God let these things happen? I'm trying to work hard. I'm trying to do good. But it's hard to keep a perspective without just wanting to lash out all the time.
I was bitter and angry. I went through a sense of bitterness and despair and couldn't believe it, because this is a kind of thing that's supposed to happen to other people, not me. And so I did lash out at God and gave him every word that I felt that the created could ever give to the creator. And I can laugh now. I wasn't too happy then. And I must tell you that God met me in a most unbelievable way. Well, at least it was unbelievable for me, because he spoke to me in my mind and met me with his presence, met me with his word, met me with his comfort, and gave me a new realization that this journey that I was headed toward with ALS, that he would be with me and walk with me through it. I knew I would never be alone. And I knew also that nothing would ever compete with him again. It was one of the most beautiful times that I've ever had in my life. And did not realize it was going to be the first of many encounters with God.
There's really no true worship unless there's honesty on the heart of the worshiper. And our hearts are an open book before God, right? I'm Scott Harold on SOS Radio. We're talking about being honest with God with Officer John Payne. He's battled ALS for 19 years. And John, when you were first diagnosed with ALS, you were frustrated. I mean, you talk about how you really lashed out in the first part of your book, Luckiest Man. But then once you were to a place where you could be honest with God about your feelings and all your challenges, you really started to have the breakthroughs.
I think unless we're authentic, that there really is no worship, that we are dealing with God from a false sense of who we are. I think it pleases God for us to reach out to him in our authentic self, even if that authentic self is angry at him. And I think he realizes he's now getting somewhere with us. And I think he loves it. Well, I now know that he does, because he wants to deal with us in our real self, not this false self that we tend to project to the world around us.
Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to me? I'm trying to have a relationship with God. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with author John Payne today on SOS Radio. He wrote a book about his 17-year battle with ALS and how it actually led him to real intimacy with God. And at one point before your diagnosis, John, you had actually said, I'm firing God.
Oh, great. I love to fire God. Well, that is, I love to fire a false God, which turned out to be a judgmental God, a critical God, a theistic God, a God that I viewed as an accountant, weighing good and bad. It was a God that sat behind a bench with a dark robe. And I didn't even realize, the sad part was, I didn't realize that that was the God that I truly had an image of in my mind, until a friend confronted me with it. So I did fire that God. And a God not of just knowledge, but a God that I could truly believe in, and one that loved me unconditionally as I was.
It's wild when you can actually come to that place in your faith journey where you're just in pain and you're just frustrated, but you can say, you know what? It is well with my soul. When you see a loved one just suffering, you know, and there isn't much you can do about it, it has to be one of the hardest things to go through. We've been talking with author John Payne. You might have seen the movie about him a couple of years ago called The Luckiest Man. Been battling ALS for like 19 years. Well, his wife, Margaret, is hanging out with us as well today on SOS Radio. When you're dealing with all this, your husband was told, you know what, you have like a couple of years to live. Margaret, you'd had a successful business together. Your husband was this amazing adventurer. And you get to this place where you go, these rough days are ahead and these health situations are completely out of your control. What did you learn about getting through those seasons?
Well, the short answer is God. Relying upon God for his source of strength, looking for ways that we can praise him in this situation, even though it's an awful situation. Yeah. Learning to laugh, even though things aren't all that funny, it's amazing the things we'll laugh about. And relying on his love. I've had a real spiritual experience through this disease also, because John was my God, and I didn't know it until he was diagnosed. And then here he was going to be dying in 2 to 5 years, and I came face to face with the idol I had made out of John and how I was relying on him to be my God. And so it brought me to an authenticity in my relationship with God.
So, Margaret, what is it about your husband that keeps him going strong each day despite all the pain and the discomfort that ALS has been bringing him for 17 years?
He is one of the most strong-headed, driven people I know. And there are things about that. I got to watch that in the business world, and it served him well there. Didn't serve him as well in the family life, but I saw him thrive. And so that is the way he was used to going about life. However, his sense of humor, I think, really helps a lot with this disease. And that's what I would say, his sense of humor.
You know what? That's some good advice, because when you're going through challenges, when you're going through pain, don't give up your sense of humor. You got to find things you can laugh about, right? You got to keep the joy front and center, because that's what leads to hope. We're talking about putting our eyes right on God and not on our situations when we're going through rough times. We've been talking with John Payne and his wife, Margaret, today on SOS Radio and their new book. It's called Luckiest Man. This is a fascinating story. Back in 2015, there was a documentary called The Luckiest Man, the John Payne story. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're actually talking to John Payne and his wife Margaret today. He's been battling a 17-year journey with ALS, but talks about how it really led him through intimacy with God. Now, John, what was it like sitting in the theater watching a film about you? And so many people watched alongside you. That must have been sort of surreal.
It truly was surreal. It sort of blew me away to drive up in front and see my poster hanging alongside other movie stars, of which I was not one. And it was pretty incredible to roll in on a true red carpet and have photographs made. Wow. It was a pretty much a blow away. And to see your 30-foot tall image on a screen in a movie theater filled with 800 of your closest friends, it was something truly amazing. But the real amazing thing was it is a story depicting beauty and life of God in the midst of disease and death. And that was truly amazing. And it's a demonstration of God's grace on a life.
So, Margaret, what was your reaction like after watching this documentary about John's life?
Wow. It was amazing. I thought that they did an exceptionally wonderful job. I think the thing that I enjoyed most about it was that they took old photos and clips from our old home movies, and they incorporated them into the documentary. And so we were able, as a family, to sit and watch what life was like before ALS hit our family and all the interactions with John, and they were at Christmas and birthday parties and all that. And so I really enjoyed seeing that aspect of it.
So what kind of feedback have you received, John, after the film with people that are really struggling in their faith or just on the fence about God in general?
Well, we received considerable feedback from individuals through email and written correspondence. The reality is we've received did times that amount of feedback from the Luckiest Man story of the book. It has really been a blow away to both of us to see the level of impact the book has made on people of no faith to people with considerable faith. Just to have impacted all.
Dealing with chronic illness is tough to keep hope front and center day after day after day. We're talking with John Payne about that. He's been battling ALS for 17 years, and his wife Margaret's been walking alongside him. And John, in your book, you wrote, "Without Fear and Without Pain, I don't suppose I would have ever found my way to a true connection with God, and that ALS actually gave you a gift." I mean, your mindset's truly remarkable and really inspiring, but what encouragement can you give for someone who's going through chronic illness right now? It just feels like God's a million miles away, or God doesn't even care about me.
I guess the biggest thing I could say is that God does care. God does desire intimacy with all of us, and even in the midst of pain, that when I was broken, that's when God met me the most. Although I wanted to run from God, I ran toward God, and it made all the difference in the world.
I'm talking with John Payne today at SWS Radio, and he's been battling ALS for 17 years. Wrote a book called The Luckiest Man that really talks about his journey. John, how did God reveal his character to you during this season of really wrestling with him and wondering, God, why don't you care about me? Why are you so far away? What kind of nuggets of wisdom did God reveal to you about himself through this time?
Maybe the best way to describe that is that I really had a false sense of who God was. And it was only through brokenness that God began to reveal himself to me. Maybe it was because I was just ready to listen. And maybe it was because my heart was hardened and needed to be broken. Maybe it was because of the pride that was within me that needed to be expelled. Maybe it was the selfishness within me that needed to be eradicated. All of those things were keeping me from God. And I wanted intimacy with him, and I thought God was the problem. Turns out I was.
We're talking to John Payne today at SWS Radio, and he's an investor, an entrepreneur. He's also an author, and he wrote a book called The Luckiest Man, which really reveals like this 17-year battle with ALS, how God revealed himself to John in just a new way through that journey. John, how has God been able to use your post-diagnosis that you might not have been able to see on the front end of this when you had a successful business, and your family was thriving, and then you're like, wow, I'm stopping in my tracks now that I have to deal with ALS?
I think the biggest thing that has changed in my life is that I live with a sense of humility in God's presence. I used to live in such a way I thought I could do almost anything. And today I live with a sense that I now know that God can do everything. And I've truly experienced God's power when I'd previously not. And I've learned that through my weakness, God truly has a supernatural power that goes far beyond anything that I could ever muster or think of. And I've seen him work repeatedly in my life and in the life of others in ways that have blown me away. And it's been so exciting. So now I truly exult in my weakness and expect his strength.
We're talking to John Payne and his wife, Margaret, today at SWS Radio. He has a book, it's called The Luckiest Man. Margaret, how did you help John just to deal with all the various emotions that he was going through after he was diagnosed with ALS? Feels like, okay, all my business and all the things that we've been working for as a family have just stopped. How do you continue to help him through that even today after 17 years with ALS?
In the very beginning, it was quite hard because we were both in shock. And so trying to help him deal with it was, I was doing all I could to hold myself together. So I probably wasn't all that helpful in the beginning. We held each other and cried together. As time has gone on, the biggest help that I've had in being able to deal with him and really with life and myself, because I have started going to Al-Anon, and I have found that it was very helpful in helping me understand myself and then being able to deal with others. It has bettered my relationship.
So above anything else, what's your primary prayer for this book, John?
My primary hope and prayer for this book is that it will draw others into a deeper walk with God.
Hey, thanks for checking in with us today. We're talking to John R. Payne on SOS Radio. His book, it's called The Luckiest Man.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.